Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Talked to a friend recently who said that he was at a party and there was a Lexus dealer at the party. The gentleman asked the guy, "Have you ever driven a Lexus?" And the gentleman said no. And rather than explain all about Lexus, rather than explain the features, rather than explain the benefits, the safety features, what do you think he did?
Test drive.
Oh, very good. He said, "I'll tell you what, you see that Lexus parked down the road," because he had driven it to the party. He said, "I'll find my own way back. Here's the keys." Did he ask for a driver's license? This was a nice party. Did he ask for a driver's license? Did he ask for verification? Monday morning, when the gentleman dropped off the vehicle at the Lexus dealer, guess what his next question was? How do I get one? How do I get one? The Lexus dealer spent zero time talking about all the stuff that most salespeople spend a ton of time talking about. Instead, what he did is he gave the gentleman the actual experience. See, here's a big mistake I see with coaches all the time. Coaches spend most of their time talking about why they're a good coach, why they're certified, what the coaching program is going to do, when instead they hold the magic key. What's the magic key if they have a 30-minute window with someone? To coach them. And then afterwards say, "How did that feel?" And the person will say, "What do you mean? How did what feel?" "Well, how did the last 30 minutes feel for you?" What that question does is it helps the person state the value that you've just achieved within them. You're asking them to name how it felt. So now they're validating the experience. Because here's the problem. Less than 1 in 500 people have ever experienced a true coaching session. So when you say, "Let me tell you about coaching," what do you think is the picture that's going to pop in their mind? Can we talk about coaching today? Have you ever thought about being coached? What do you think they're going to think of, just the general public, when they hear the word coach?
Urban Meyer.
All right. I was going to say, especially in Ohio State right now. Urban Meyer. So now you're working against millions and millions of dollars of a metaphor that's already locked in their brain. Does that make sense? "Hey, have you ever thought about coaching?" Now he's thinking about Urban Meyer. Now he's thinking about the, you know, whatever, 2015 championship. Now he's thinking about, you know, all kinds of Buckeye music, all this stuff, or whatever town you're from. The point is this: stop talking about your products and services. That's the first step. Stop talking, and we haven't even started yet. This is all free. This is coming from God today, right? So the point is to stop talking about your products and services. That's where you're missing people. Because now, instead of test driving the Lexus, they're saying, "Oh, okay, the wheels are made out of alloy aluminum. Okay, I guess that's relevant for me." No, it's not. It's not relevant. Does this make sense?
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.